Lesson 124. Extend. How far does the road outside this window extend?
The road outside this window extends as far as the next town.
Are they extending the town in which you live? Extend your left arm towards me, please. What are you doing?
I'm extending my left arm towards you.
No two futures together. Chat. In English, we cannot put two futures together, even though we are speaking of two actions in the future. For example, we can't say, "When you will come here tomorrow, I will give you the money." We must say instead, "When you come here tomorrow, I will give you the money." The first verb being in the present tense and only the second action being put into the future tense. Is this sentence correct? When I will sell my old car, I will buy a new one.
No, that sentence isn't correct.
Why not?
Because we can't put two futures together.
What must we say instead?
We must say, "When I sell my old car, I will buy a new one instead."
Instead of the present simple tense, we can also use the present perfect and say, for example, "After I have done my homework, I shall go to the cinema." What other tense can we use besides the present simple?
We can use the present perfect besides the present simple.
Give me an example, please.
When they have gone, we shall be able to have a quiet chat together.
Thus, accordingly, change, eyesight, shopkeeper. The word thus means in this way or accordingly. It is similar to the word so. For example, instead of doing it thus, it's better to do it in this way. Or, his eyesight is very bad, thus it'd be very dangerous to let him drive. What does the word thus mean?
The word thus means in this way or accordingly.
Give me an example of each, please.
If you brush your hair thus, you'll look stupid. Or, he's rather dishonest. Thus, for example, he sometimes gives the customers the wrong change.
If you gave a shopkeeper £10 for something that cost £5 and he gave you only £4 change, what would you do? Trust. In trust, national trust. Is there anyone you can think of whom you could trust with your life? Do you think that, when a man dies, it's better for him to put his money in trust so that his child cannot touch it until he is 21, or do you think the child should be allowed to have it when he likes? Are there any buildings in the place where you live that belong to the National Trust? Depend on, dependent, punctual. Do you depend on anyone for money or are you independent? Which is it better to be, dependent or independent? When you make an appointment with a friend of yours, can your friend usually depend on you to be punctual? Row. In the old days, before steam, ships were made to move either by rowing, with slaves often being employed for such work, or by means of a sail, which was fixed up in order to catch the wind. How were ships made to move in the old days before steam?
Ships were made to move in the old days before steam, either by rowing or by sail.
Wish, plus past, in time, many happy returns of the day. After the word wish, we use the subjunctive, that is, the past tense. For example, I wish you were here now. Which tense do we use after the word wish?
We use the subjunctive after the word wish.
Give me three examples, please.
I wish I were a millionaire. He wishes you could speak English much better than you do. And I wish you had come in time.
When it is someone's birthday, we say to him or her, many happy returns of the day. Actual, ideal, actually. Are you the kind of person who likes to talk about the ideal, theoretical state of things, in other words, how you think things ought to be, Or do you consider such things a waste of time, and consequently prefer to talk about the actual state of things? Give me a sentence with the word actually in it.
He promised to give me the money on Saturday, and actually gave it to me on Saturday.
Check. When you pay for something in a shop, do you always check to see that they have given you the right change? Log. What's a log?
A log is usually part of a branch of a tree which has been cut up to put on the fire.
Common sense. What is common sense?
Common sense is practical good sense gained from life and not from special study.
Which is more important in everyday life, intelligence or common sense?
Common sense is more important in everyday life.
Why?
Because we have to be practical in our everyday life, whereas intelligence is usually needed more for work of a higher nature or for studying.
Tool. What do we use tools for?
We use tools for gardening, making things, etc.
Bean. What do we mean when we say that someone's full of beans?
When we say that someone's full of beans, we mean he's full of life and energy, probably because beans are good for the health.
Talk. The verb to talk is similar to the verb to speak, but it is generally used in a more informal or idle sense than to speak. Do you talk very much to your next-door neighbours at home? What does the teacher generally tell you to do if you start talking to the pupil sitting next to you?
If I start talking to the pupil sitting next to me, the teacher generally tells me to be quiet.
Idiom 27. See red equals become very angry. For example, I was so angry I just saw red for a minute and hit him. What does the idiom see red mean?
The idiom see red means to become very angry.
Give me an example, please.
It makes me see red when I see someone hitting an animal.